Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Off Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Friday.
God, I feel listening to these news stories, feel sorry for these travellers trying to get into in and out of Wellington. Imagine that, you're about to land.
Oop, they had that on the news last night.
And then you
a
come back.
A plane came in, they were like, it's a day of aborted landings at Wellington. You almost heard the pilot going, oh, shit, oh, no, whatever. Nah.
I would have called
in. Worst nightmare.
I'd call in sick. Like, I know you know how to land a plane and stuff.
Yeah.
And you probably have landed it. It'd just be so stressful. I just wouldn't want that. I'll just work on the fine days.
Yeah, if you're a pilot, maybe you're after a bit of a thrill. Because otherwise it's pretty same old, isn't it?
Right, you're saying
I don't need the thrill of am I going to crash? Am I not?
You see, I wouldn't mind that, but when you've got 150 lives in the back of the plane,
you do bad, you're dead, so don't worry about it. But if you do good, you get Tom Hanks to play you in a movie.
Right, is that how
so,
that works?
You know, always think of the silver linings.
Well, the weather, the chilly weather, continues across the country. Not as. Well, actually, no. I've just checked the weather. Latest temperatures, -2.1 Queenstown. Coldest place in the country.
That's good, though. That's where the cold's meant to be. Yeah. Like, in
that's
the snowy mountains.
Yeah, that's not a shock,
it's not supposed
is it?
To, the coldest place in the country is not supposed to be Rotorua. It's not supposed to be, no.
Yeah, so Wellington winds gusts today to 69 Ks. That's the current weather conditions.
Oh, that's a gentle breeze after yesterday.
That's a gentle breeze compared. So hopefully flights can get in and out of Wellington a bit better today. Central North Island, though, that's... I'll check the roads, actually.
She's pretty icy. She's an icy scenario.
What was the situation there?
It was at Tauranga. You weren't allowed to go along the desert road. And I think it was the same at the other end at Waiuru. And their national park had like 3 foot of snow down to the chateau, so that road would have been a snowy mess as well.
So it's all still closed this morning, like it was last night, the Central Plateau. In fact, even from Whanganui to Awakuni, that's closed as well, State Highway 2.
Is that State Highway 2 through there?
Yeah, that's right. Closed. So I'm just looking out. Basically, the Central Plateau, just don't bother.
What's that road over there? Napier Taupo? Is Napier Taupo open?
That's closed this morning by the looks of things. It's got a big black line through it.
We often forget about Napier Taupo, but that road gets closed pretty smartly over those hills.
It wasn't yesterday morning, though, so it must have...
But it got shut. I think yesterday afternoon it got shut.
FM.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Story time. I've got three headlines. Vaughn and Megan have to pick one. The others, we never find out about, but that's just how life is. You don't get it all sometimes.
Hard truth on Friday. Yeah.
Headline one, radio station hijacked.
Oh, yeah, headline it's radio in the news.
I know. Headline two, speeding driver had mum's permission. And headline three, Cookie Monster done for coke. Those are the three headlines today. All good, all great stories today.
So Cookie Monster done with coke will be one of those Times Square or Boulevard?
No. Not the actual Cookie Monster voice, no.
Me love cookies!
Well, they're going to say cocaine.
Me love cocaine!
Did you say cocaine?
Cookie!
Cocaine or cookie?
Cookie! Nah. Both!
They should do an adult Sesame Street.
They did.
Did they?
It wasn't.
R18 though.
Oh yeah, no. This was with different characters, but it was trying to make it look
where Cookie Monster loves the...
Oscar the Grouch would be into it, but no, he'd be into like 8 balls and crack and stuff because he lives in a garbage can.
Yeah.
Tough times.
Are we picking that story?
If it's not a dress up...
I kind of want the radio station one, just because...
Yeah, we don't often get a radio station.
Because we're in the news. Not us.
The industry.
The industry is in the news.
Yes. Yeah. Are you googling Cookie Monster?
We go... No. We go to the UK now and Mansfield 103.2. It's a little local radio
Mansfield
station.
Mansfield 103.2.
No, you need to do 103.2.
I've just gone to their website. There they are there. That's the local news team. They've got five local news journalists.
It's time to cut back. No need that many employees.
I wouldn't even know a local radio station that has a news journalist.
Trim the fat.
Well, yeah, restructuring ahead maybe. Who knows? But I tell you what, they're loved in the local community. It's a big local radio station. The last five songs they've just played UB40's Red Red Wine.
Which anyway, is a jam, by the way.
Jam.
Do you know what you might not know about UB40's Red Red Wine is we'll still get people ring up and seriously request it. Like,
yeah, but they're like stoners, eh?
A lot of Northland, a lot of Gisborne. I don't want to draw correlation, but there is definitely correlation.
Well, they are at the moment, Mansfield 103.2, having to deal with a radio pirate.
Oh.
Because somebody is hijacking the Mansfield local radio station's frequency 103.2. And subjecting listeners to a very, very rude song from the 1970s.
And that's why I'm a wanker, I'm a wanker. And it does mean
so they're hijacking the frequency and playing this song.
What, just over and over again?
Yes.
I was 25 years old before I was kissed. And then I found the guy.
So it's called The Winkers Song. It's a 1970s ditty by a guy called Ivor Biggin. And yeah, it's been illegally played over the frequency of the local radio station.
How?
Well, they don't know. It's being hijacked somehow. And so engineers at the radio station are looking into it. And also Ofcom, which is, I guess, their broadcasting authority in the UK or something like that. They're looking at it. So, apparently the word winker features 36 times in the song. Now, I mean, you know, we're not going to get in trouble for playing this, but
we can even say wanker if we want.
It's New Zealand, isn't it? But in the UK and on like a local radio station where they're all a bit, you know, probably the listeners are a bit older and prudy,
they're
not really liking it too much. But they've had calls from people either finding it hilarious.
And is this just one, it's just happened once and it goes over, or are they kind of, the pirates pop in every now and then and flick it back on?
Well, yeah, they're just flicking it on and off every now and again.
Outrageous.
So they'll play it and then just come back later.
Because usually around New Zealand, there'll be big towers in different areas. Like in Auckland, all the radio comes off the Sky Tower.
Yeah.
So, but you'd need to intercept it somehow. Oh, wow, I'd like to know the technology involved.
Of how it's happening.
Yeah,
I know.
And they've obviously got a real axe to grind with the station. Did that news team you were talking about before, it had six members once, and now it's only got five.
Yeah.
Someone was cut.
FEM.
Aviation buff, plane fan or not, you probably have seen a video of the approach to Princess Juliana International Airport in the Bahamas. St. Martin is where this airport's located. They fly right over on the approach or the takeoff, depending on wind direction. They kind of skim over the beach at the end of the runway.
Yeah, it always looks like they're going to land on the beach.
Yeah.
Like they literally land like 100 metres from the beach.
On the approach, people lie on the beach and the planes fly right over you. I've seen videos of that. And the other aspect is on takeoff, they back right up to the fence before they, you know, knuckle down on the takeoff and the jet blast comes out at a rate of knots.
Well, you can do that in Rarotonga as well, but it's not quite,
you're
a bit
close.
Lower.
Yeah, you're kind of set down and you're not nearly as close. This is kind of like they back right up to the airport and right up to the end of the runway and gun it. Well, crazy news yesterday was that a 57-year-old New Zealander was killed. Standing at the end of the fence by the runway and the plane took off. Now, you've got to really hold on to the fence. We've watched a couple of YouTube videos this morning, including one of a woman who got pretty much blown over off the fence as well and hit her head.
TMZ posted one.
But that's not the New Zealander. That's just another situation. I don't believe that woman died, but the 57-year-old New Zealander apparently blown back off the fence, hitting her head on the concrete and dying on impact.
I'd never seen, up that close. Like, I'd never thought about that. But when you look at all the videos, like, there's literally, like, it looks like it's like a little road strip
Yeah.
So there's the runway, then a fence, then a little road strip, and then a little concrete wall,
concrete
and then the
barrier,
beach.
And then the beach.
And yeah. the concrete barrier would only be like a foot and a half tall.
It's just a little
on the beach. Yeah, on the beach side, it's taller, and I think it might be for rogue high tides or storms to stop the road getting eroded.
But then how has this not happened sooner?
Well, there's actually, I've just been looking up the Princess Juliana International Airport, and while this is done, there is a story about how many signs there are around it, saying jet blast of departing and arriving aircraft can cause severe physical harm, extreme bodily harm, and or death. And apparently those signs are everywhere, saying the jet blast from this, it's not a joke.
But the thing is, this
if you're going to go, like, it's recommended you don't go in it, but if it is, hold on.
It is a tourist attraction, though. Like, I've always seen those videos and thought I would just love to go to that beach.
Yeah.
Well, and I bet people
go out of their way. Yeah, I reckon people go out of their way to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably lie down on the beach, but I don't think I'd do hold on to the fence.
I'd hold on to the fence, but I would hold on for dear bloody life.
Well, I don't think I would now after seeing the video of that woman today that happened a wee while ago. Yeah.
Well, I'd say it'll probably be banned for a while, won't it? Till, you know, they'll say you can't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, I read a story. People say this could, make authorities kind of think twice.
Be the end of it. Yeah, because the woman that got blown with it, we saw the video of. It's no joke how she was just tossed like a rag doll.
So, sad that it's a New Zealand woman. So, thoughts out to the family. That would be horrible.
No name or anything released yet. So, you're probably looking to inform family, but crazy.
A cute little UK survey has been done. It's asked a bunch of people how quickly they say or they said I love you to their partner.
How long did it take you to tell Toy Boy? I don't think I know the answer to this.
Really?
Yeah, because I know Vaughn's, it was a little bit, eh?
Yeah. Well, don't rush into these things.
You don't run.
Yeah,
no,
I've only ever told one person, like.
I know, that's pretty cute.
That I love them. So I got to,
what do you mean, out?
I got to 22, and I was like, well, there's no need to rush this. Like, I'll give this a good.
Do you not tell your parents?
Run.
No.
I mean, like, romantic. We're talking about romantic.
Hey, I've started telling my parents I love them.
Do you?
I've taken to.
Really?
Because now that I've got kids, I always want them to be able to tell me, say it to me.
But what if they
are
don't?
Are our parents like,
I was going to say they're from a different generation, but I know people who say to their parents, I love you.
That's weird.
Small town New Zealand. Yeah. You don't do it as much as you should, eh? But I've taken to saying
to my
parents.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I think I said it once to my parents when we hung up the phone and they didn't, you know how parents don't hang up the phone very quickly? And mum was like, what did she say?
are you dying?
Yeah. What did she just say? Are you all right?
Are you all right? Are you dying?
What's wrong?
Ring her back. Are you there, Megan? Are you still there? What did you say?
So, do you want me to tell you what I, when I did it, before I tell you the results?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, I was just before 4 months, almost 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Quick. So, what is he?
You couldn't even grow, like, you couldn't grow a tomato plant. At that time.
Is that your measurement?
So
on
you're
love?
Saying that
you couldn't plant a lettuce seed and eat that entire head of lettuce?
You
in
should
that time.
Wait until love a lettuce.
A tomato can't grow in that time, so love can't.
Exactly. Precisely.
What if you're using some kind of Thrive or liquid fertilizer?
I think it would still take longer than 3 months to get fruit. Right.
You can grow so many crops of radishes in that time.
Okay, so maybe
you could grow a crop of radish, but a radish is not a love vegetable.
And a lettuce is? An iceberg lettuces?
Yeah, or fancy lettuce. Right. Or a tomato to me, because it's red and it looks like a heart.
Okay, fair call.
You're such a simple man.
It looks like a heart, love. So,
I love you.
I love you. Well, the tomatoes are ready. I love you. What? Nothing.
So what are the averages then?
So the most common response was within 3 months.
Okay.
That's 22% of people saying that that's when they drop the old bomb.
You don't even know someone properly, though.
Like, they could
I can't
be
love someone that I don't know intricately.
No, but love's not sensible. You can love someone before you fully know them. That's
love
why you don't get married until
sensible.
You've been together for ages.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, okay.
Now, second place was within 6 months. So I guess that would probably be me.
Right.
That was 14%. And then within a month, 13%, and 3% of people said I love you within the space of a week.
Do you think it was
Fletch?
Like
Fletch. That's Fletch. He doesn't fall often, but he falls hard. 1 week in.
I love you.
Do you think that's just because they're drunk?
What, the tomatoes aren't even bloody sprouting out of the ground yet. No.
All right.
No.
It's the top six.
Eden Park, the home of Auckland Rugby.
Yep.
The All Blacks haven't been defeated there for ages.
Nearly at the weekend.
I know,
yeah.
We can still say defeated.
Exactly.
There. Ah. Lots of other things happened there.
It's New Zealand's biggest stadium, isn't it?
NRL Nines
yep.
have happened there. Other stuff. The odd conference
yep.
up in the centre. Oh, but apparently.
Yeah, we've got a corporate box there that we've never been invited to. The company.
The Fletch and Vaughan Company. Don't dissolve it then.
No, not our company.
You're going anywhere.
No, your company is Jack.
No, we've got nothing.
Do we have a box?
No.
Do we have a pot to piss in?
No, we've got nothing.
Damn it. We don't have anything. Well, actually, but in saying that, we're still in a better off state than the Eden Park.
Okay.
Because apparently the Eden Park Trust Board owes $40 million to the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, and the Auckland City Council is the guarantor on that debt. So if it folds on the debt, the council's got to pay for it.
Oh, because I was going to say, don't worry about it. They're Australians. Just walk away from it.
Be like, or be like, send your rugby team. We'll play one game.
For the double or nothing.
For double or nothing. So we could owe $80 million and we could be square.
Yeah, I like that idea.
That'd be great. Phil Goff and the Auckland City Council have said apparently in the coming years it's going to cost $250 million to
build a new one.
And everything.
Build a new one.
And that's being investigated. So that's being investigated. So what the hell are we going to do with Eden Park then? Today's top six deals with that. And the top six things we could do with Eden Park.
Okay.
Number six, rename it Vector Arena. Imagine the confusion.
I like that idea.
Vector Arena's become Spark and Eden Park's become Vector Arena. And then Mount Smart Stadium, it's Eden Park now.
Not going to
solve any problems, but a good laugh in the meantime.
Yeah.
But as a whole lot of really confused people don't know where their event is.
Yeah.
Number five on the list, flood it and use it for America's Cup training.
Yes. Well, we need a new venue for the America's Cup.
Yeah, because actually it gets wider at the top, the Eden Park as it spans out. So it would actually be quite wide and good for practicing short turns and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
They'd be at the other end of the stadium in 1 second.
Oh, no, we've overshot it. We're in the car park. We've wrecked our boat. That's part of the training. Learn to control it. Number four on the list, we could make Eden Park into the one thing that we can be guaranteed will always make money. A casino.
Okay.
Let's put a casino in it. Okay. Number three on the list of the top six things you can do with Eden Park. Use it for non-sports events more often, like the country's largest pub quiz or a bonfire.
You know, it's only allowed X amount of night things a year. Like 10
locals.
Or 20. Because everyone whinges about it because they bought a house next to a sports field.
Yeah. Some of those people that buy a house next to a racetrack.
Mm.
But then these dirt cars are pretty noisy. I'd like everything to stop, please, because I've moved in here and I want the world to revolve around me. Number two on the list, make it into a gladiator theme park.
Oh,
it looks
that'd
a bit
be
like
great.
The Colosseum.
Yeah.
I know the movie came out 17 years ago and Russell Crowe's fat now, but we're not Roman. We're not Roman. I know we're not Roman, but neither was Russell Crowe. But, you know, that'd be pretty cool. Gladiator theme park. And the number one thing we can do with Eden Park, and this will please those locals you were talking about.
Yep.
That hate night things happening there because this actually would shut down at 5 o'clock every day. Turn it into a rubbish dump. apparently landfills are filling up quite quickly and Auckland's struggling with what to do with its future and rubbish. Let's just start chucking rubbish over the top.
And then what happens when you fill it up? It gets to the top.
We all jump
on it.
We jump on it and pack it down and then get five more years out of it. Just like a recycling bin.
Yeah, right.
It's full, you jump on it to collapse the cardboard and break the glass and then you can pack more in.
Right.
That's today's top six.
FVM, the podcast.
Just looking at the rain radar for this front that barreled up the country calls in the snow and everything. Looks like Gisborne, Hawke's Bay is where it's kind of central this morning. So it went over Wellington yesterday and it's carried on up there. So and apparently going to carry on in that direction. So Auckland, Hamilton aren't going to get the brunt of that.
Central, because we went to Hamilton yesterday and all the road signs were Central North Island, the road's shut this morning. Same story, all of those Central Plateau highways remain closed this morning. Even heading from Whanganui. That road is closed as well. The Napier Taupo road closed this morning and the Alpine passes in the South Island are closed also.
Now, last night I had a moment of, when I was watching the news.
Right.
Because I am a tramp tire downer.
Right.
I've got quite a thick rope. I don't even know where this rope came from, but it looks almost like a ship rope.
Okay.
It was very thick. You know those ropes you see people doing rope things with at the gym?
Oh, they CrossFitters.
They love flicking the rope. It's almost that thick a rope. Oh. So I don't know where this came from.
Okay.
But it's woven through the legs of the trampoline and secured on this weird old concrete post at the corner of our section.
You're so responsible.
Thanks. Thanks.
Why don't they come trampolines with big spikes like tent pegs?
They do, but they do nothing. Oh, especially if the wind has also been accompanied with a bit of rain and it soggies up the ground.
Right.
You need a heavier peg to hold it down.
And also now that tramps have those safety nets.
Which are more or less America cut boat sails in a strong wind.
Like, it doesn't take much of a wind to get those over the neighbour's fence, does it?
Oh, no. And in Wellington yesterday, civil defence were furious at trampoline owners.
They've told people off. They've had There's been a real dressing down.
Like a real, it was like a mum and dad, I'm angry and disappointed. So it wasn't like one, but she was all going Wellington. Look, here's a selection of pictures of trampolines causing mischief in the lower half of them as well. And there's one.
Oh, I love that one. That's in the tram lines almost.
Yes. That was what they were saying is a oft forgot big issue with a rogue tramp is it can get tangled in power lines and depending on what it's made of could conduct electricity and cause a massive outage. But it's not just Wellington that got a good telling off. Here's one on the roof in Partia.
Oh, no.
In your home area. That's right on somebody's roof. You're not getting that down in a hurry. There's another one in Taranaki there. Rogue
that guy's trying to actually tie his down.
Now, apparently that came from about six sections down before it stopped.
That could kill someone.
Yep. And just lots of trampolines that have just been thrown around. So, I mean, as a timely reminder, your trampoline probably blows away once before you become a tramp tire downer.
But it's a reminder. But anything like you might have, a deck umbrella or something on your table, stuff like that. That just becomes a giant.
You'd be mad not to have your deck umbrella down in winter anyway, because it gets so mouldy and grimy. Well,
and they were saying there could be some in the harbour too.
Yeah. Civil Defence said it's not just the ones that you can see that are causing problems. These are a real danger to shipping lanes because they float like an iceberg just under the surface, and a boat could get tangled in a trampoline. But, like, let's face it, the Inter-Islanders are held together with number 8 wire half the time. Like, those things, remember when Winston Peters wanted them all sent back or something? It's like, sorry, mate, you didn't keep the receipt.
Well, there was a time when they were breaking down but I don't think they have been lately.
Oh, they've been all right lately. But, you know, nothing would get them back in the repair yard like a trampoline through the propeller blade. So tie your trampolines down, sport. Tie your trampolines down.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan's Community Notices.
Hello and welcome to Community Notices, a segment of the show where we have a look and also judge your neighbourhood by what's happening on the Facebook posts that we've been sent. Let's start in Rolleston, the South Island there, and Christchurch has been experiencing very cold weather this week. And Tracy has this to say. Hi, Rolleston. I realise we have had snow and the impulse to buy 42 litres of milk and 86 loaves of bread is strong, but I have a favour to ask. Please restrain yourself to limit 2 loaves of bread and 4 litres of milk per customer. Some of us need actual groceries today and would love to be able to buy some milk and bread. I'll stick to the 2 to 4 per customer and come back in a few days if it means we all get milk and bread. Together, we can all have milk and bread.
Oh, so she's gone to the supermarket and all the bread and milk's gone. She's just...
But no, she's late to the supermarket. Yeah, Someone probably said to her, do you want to nip down to the supermarket? I'll go later, there'll be plenty. Gets there, left. And she's like, well, this is everybody's fault apart from mine. Everything in life's everybody's fault apart from mine. Next, this is actually really cute. This is West Auckland, the Swanson Aranui community page. Craig writes, I'm a dumbass.
Okay.
I met a beautiful young woman at the Swanson RSA, which I can say is a bloody lovely RSA.
Have you been? Because you're a member of the RASA.
Yeah, I'm a national member of the RASA.
Is the Swanson yours?
Mine's the Te Aratū, but I've been to the Swanson. It's a new build. It's a newish build.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful RSA. Beautiful RSA.
They've got pokies?
Of course they've got pokies.
Oh, great.
Bloody pokies. Nick, you'll be asking me if they've got great drink deals and fantastic meals.
Of course they do.
So he met her at the Swanson RSA and her name was, I won't say her name, I forgot to ask her her surname. I'm so gutted. I've missed an opportunity. And then he says a few more details about her. She lives in Ranui.
Yeah.
If anybody can help. Please put her in touch. Well, I actually have happy news.
Oh, cut it out.
Because the follow-up to this, I got sent this from a few people.
Yeah.
And I said, anybody got a follow-up? Well, she got in touch with him.
Oh, is she on that page?
Well, I guess so. She lives in Ranui. It's a Swanson Ranui
at
page.
Least
or someone who knew her was on the page and was like, that's old mate.
And at least he knows his new girlfriend's going to be down for a cheap meal and a cheap drink.
Yeah.
Rock on up for a roast pork at the Raza.
Yeah.
Woo! Enter the meat pack raffle.
Yeah.
It's always a good night at the Raza, guys. I'll say it now. Okay. Next for community notices, let's pop down to Twizel, where Soph's got a question. Just want to ask, who's the right person to contact for the Twizel swimming pool? Now, this is a weird time of the year to be asking for the key to the Twizel swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's probably more like the Twizel ice skate rink at this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, I got my tennis balls inside the area, and I can't get it because it's locked. I don't want to climb over the fence as I would never enter anybody's property without sufficient permission.
Okay.
I hope someone can help me get in touch with someone who has the lock and the permission granted so I can get in and get my tennis balls back.
The person who has the keys probably just like, oh, why don't you just jump the fence, mate? Just,
you're right, mate, over the fence. No one ever asks to climb a fence.
No.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Or beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah.
That's always the way. Let's go to Titirangi, where local Titirangi Tracy.
Yeah.
She's looking to obviously up the exercise at home. Her post writes, evening all, I'm looking for a rebounder. Thanks. Now, what she doesn't know is that rebounder is the name for the small indoor trampoline.
Yeah.
Also what you call it when you look into hook up with someone after a relationship ends.
Yeah.
And various people saying, judging from your profile picture, I'd be more than happy to volunteer my services.
She's like, what?
She's like, what are you talking about? You're not a trampoline. And then somebody's explained that to her. Somebody's explained
Mom.
It. And finally, from Vic Deals, this one's a pretty cute community notice. Caleb found a phone. He writes, hi, everybody. Someone is receiving messages from a contact saved in their contacts list as my sweet little rotisserie chicken. You've lost your phone and I've found your phone. Maybe that sweet little rotisserie chicken can call me on your phone and we can organise a safe return. Also, according to the sweet little rotisserie chicken, the shithead is under your bed. Stay safe. Now, that refers to the message on screen.
Right.
This is messages received 12 minutes ago from my sweet little rotisserie chicken drumstick emoji, chicken emoji. Just a heads up, babe, the shithead has taken up residence under your bed.
Right.
I look like a cat? Would that be a cat?
Yes.
By the way,
like
my sweet little rotisserie chicken has to win the award for the cutest contact details.
That's very
so
you'll
be fine. Those are today's community notices. If you see anything on your local Facebook page, screen cap it and send it to ours. We're FEMZM on Facebook.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
The supermarkets have released what the most expensive, what the most stolen items of the supermarket is.
Yeah.
And some of them are expensive and some of them are not.
Well, I heard yesterday, if you're talking about expensive things at the supermarket, that butter. And the humble
butter.
Kumara.
Yeah.
The butter and kumara are right up.
How much is butter now?
I don't know.
Like $6 for a block?
Yeah, I know. I don't never buy it. I don't use it.
It's
I don't
too
do baking.
Hard.
Yeah. I just use olive oil. For cooking.
The only thing I ever use butter for is spreading on toast, so I need a softer butter.
So is it? Would those be the most stolen things? Because
no.
You know what is? It's sometimes they have those, the razors, some supermarkets have those behind.
Those are so expensive.
Yeah.
They're especially tagged with those when you walk out the old razors, because man, those are expensive, so people pinch those.
Yeah, so it's not kumara or butter, but you're right. One of the most stolen items, in fact, it's kind of an aisle, is the beauty products. And that's because they are more expensive.
I've also wondered about the theft of sanitary items, which aren't cheap. And there's been a lot of stories, you know, about people who, you know, especially teenagers who don't have a job because they're going to school, but their family can't afford, you know, the right sort of sanitary products.
Yeah,
well, and same with
I was wondering if those have been
condoms too, because I knew someone at school got done shoplifting.
Don't
Connie's.
Some condom packets have those barcodes?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
so they do. Tags on them.
Yep, they beep.
Yeah, so it's a lot of makeup as well, a lot of like eyeliners and stuff, easy to conceal, but pricey items have those barcodes on them. But also, one random item is corned beef.
The classic corned beef.
Is this tinned corned beef or is this from the meat section of corned beef?
I think it's tinned corned beef.
Because didn't you tell me your supermarket has that behind a counter?
No, well, yeah, the supermarket I used for a little while, they had various items in a Perspex box past the checkout, like smokes. You know how they keep smokes behind the thing so no one can punch them. So there was corned beef and butane fluid and, a few must-have items that are... And I said, why are those in there? And the lady said, oh, they're the most stolen items in West Auckland, so we just take the precaution of locking them away. If you want them, you've got to ask for them.
Because I read as well yesterday an article like gangs were nicking meat from supermarkets.
Yes, well, stealing to order meats.
So Sylvia Park, the supermarkets in Sylvia Park have had to stop stocking Sylvia Fern Farm's meat.
Sylvia Fern's
meat while investigations are being carried out because all their meat was being stolen.
That is nice meat, though. I'll give that to Sylvia Fern.
They do a
nice meat.
But then, because some supermarkets
take the compliment that you're being stolen because you're delicious. Yeah.
Even some supermarkets put the security tags on meat too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you concealing? Like, I understand
down
the beauty products, but like, how are you putting meat down
you? Unsure.
Well, no, because it's gangs doing the stealing to order. Yeah, right. They're amazed the stuff you can fit in a leather jacket.
You're listening to the Fleach, Vaughn and Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
It's MyRepublic.
Yeah,
that's OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, MyRepublic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
I was raised by two people who were and remain fiercely anti-tattoos. Like my mum, I joked a little while ago that I wanted to get a tattoo on my back of the Haast Eagle.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite extinct New Zealand bird, by the way, swooping down and in its large talons grabbing a baby moa. Second favorite extinct bird, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And it was just a joke. And my mom rung me and she was like, you better not do that. This was like
wasn't
when I was
a
in
few
my 30s.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, no, no. And like my daughters came home from staying there for a little while and there was somebody on TV with a tattoo and our oldest was like, oh, tattoos aren't good. They're very bad, aren't they?
So like, obviously.
Who told you that? Nana. Like, she's already getting her claws into the next generation. Well, the latest guy that my mother could use as a case in point for why tattoos aren't a great idea is a guy called Mark. He's 19. He's been in jail.
19?
Yeah, he's been in jail. He's made some poor decisions. He'll admit that himself. He wants to turn his life around. And at 19, the giant tattoo across his face that says Devastate, Devastate.
It covers half his face.
No, it covers everywhere. My beard covers.
Yeah, it's like a tattoo beard.
It's like a tattoo beard.
It's blacked out and the white letters
are white.
Yeah.
So said it's proving problematic when it comes to the issue of employment.
Yeah.
He said he had it inked a few months ago while drunk on homebrew in a jail cell in Christchurch. So it would have taken a little while.
Well, you can be drunk in a jail cell and tattoo half your face.
Toilet vodka. Did they make that on Orange Is the New Black? Do they ever make
vodka?
Booze in the toilet, in the cistern of the toilet?
Potato skins
from the kitchen. Yes.
No, they did it with the potatoes in the garden, remember?
Oh, yeah.
How did the druggies make the alcohol and they just had it in the jars?
I don't think they break down the how-to on Oranges. But
I mean, prison dramas always have an episode about how they're getting booze.
It was one thing to get a tiny phone, you know, smuggled in your anus into prison, but how are you getting a tattoo gun and ink?
And the flagon you put your homebrew in.
How is it all getting into prison?
Anyway, he got it done, and now I think he realizes that, you know, maybe it wasn't his best.
Yeah,
it wasn't in his best interest to get that tattooed on his face because now no one wants to employ him.
So that's why I guess he's gone to the media to see if someone out there would give him a second chance. And
yeah, I don't know. Does he want laser removal of
would
the tattoo?
Hurt. Oh, no, God. So much.
I don't. Oh, yeah, I don't know. If it's not professionally done.
Yeah, you could do the top bit and then grow a beard over the rest of it.
Well, he could grow a beard. You're right.
Got a couple of hickeys on his neck, though. Got a couple of hickeys on his neck in this photo. If you worked at Macca's, you'd have to cover those.
He doesn't need your judgment.
I'm not judging him. I'm just saying that. So if you went for a job interview with a couple of hickeys.
Wearing a hoodie too. You'd pull your hoodie forward if you had a hickey and just rock it like a little bit like that.
So good on him for putting himself out there. I mean, you know, everyone deserves a second chance.
Exactly. Everybody does deserve a second chance. But I would like to know, On the flip side, because we're always hearing about tattoos costing you things.
Yep.
You know, some people get a job with a tattoo.
I don't think that's a thing as much now. Maybe for
not
a
as much
tattoo that says Devastate, but you know, for arm tattoos and stuff, I don't think people really care, do they?
Nah, I don't think now, so. Nah. I'd like to know on the flip side though, has your tattoo ever got you anything?
I know I've got friends that are absolutely crazy for guys with tattoos. Like, if they've got tats, they're like, yep, but they go up the list. They go, really
I didn't mean sex.
Oh, well, that still covers it, doesn't it?
I thought, like, you're in Subway and someone's like, is that a tattoo? And you're like, oh, yeah.
I'll give you extra jalapeno.
It's a something. And they're like, do you want a cookie?
Yep.
Tattoo.
I think that would be against the law.
Is there like some secret tattoo club? Because I'm not meant to say anything, but there's definitely a secret bald guys club. Like, we give each other a little.
Oh, you give it a little wink, do you?
It's like the MX5 club. We wave to each other.
The MX5 club, there's a tattoo. So there might be a tattoo club.
Okay, if you've got a tattoo and it's got you in somewhere.
It's got you somewhere. Maybe it got you a job because your potential employer saw it and said, what does that mean? And you explained the meaning behind it. And they were like, I like that.
That's
I like you.
Definitely never happened.
I reckon it has. There's people who make decisions to employ people that also have tattoos.
Right.
So and love a good story behind a tattoo.
Absolutely anything. I reckon we take stories as well from people that have got dates because someone was into their tattoos. Because I reckon that's a thing as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 0800 dials at M is the number. You can text us 9696.
What did your tattoo get you?
So when's a tattoo work for you? Some great texts in.
Somebody said, I slept with a guy because of the meaning of his tattoo. Then I stole the idea for that tattoo.
Yeah.
Nothing else has changed. And now I'm always getting laid because people ask about the tattoo and I tell them about the tattoo. And then we hook up.
Do you know what did they say about the
I've
tattoo?
I've asked.
I need to know what
Do you
that
really
is.
Want to know? This could be too much power for
oh.
you to
Do you
wear.
Have the answer?
Yeah, I've got the answer. I said, what was the meaning? I don't know. I know what the meaning is, but I don't know what the tattoo looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the meaning behind it?
Family is forever.
Oh.
That's all.
Family is forever. What's
you just tell
oh,
them.
Oh, no, it'll be those stick figure cartoons everyone has on their car. Like the Pack and
family
Save.
Is forever.
Like the Pack and Save family.
This is my mom. Yeah. This is my dad.
Yeah, family this is my son with a soccer ball because he played soccer once and that was the only sticker that really represented him. This is our daughter. I know that one's got curly hair, but she's got very straight hair, but we couldn't find one. And then we've got the dog and the cat.
I'd love to know what,
what it looks like.
Exactly what it is. Let's take some calls. Kate, this was a friend of yours. The tattoo worked for her.
Yeah, so a girl I work with, it was the point of difference in the job interview that got her the job. She has a Spacey's tattoo on her wrist, and my boss is really into arcade games.
So she had a little Space Invader, and the boss is like, you're hired.
Well, it was the point of difference.
It would be that's the thing. If you've got two candidates that are, you know, vying for a role and they're both equally qualified and stuff, you've kind of got to
and let's
But it's
make
the one that you
something.
Sit there and you have a conversation. Like, they would have had mutual interest and then they would have yacked about it and be like, oh, my God, you're actually cool.
And then his wife's like, fire her.
No, so my boss and her got on really well and that was kind of the just sort of thing they started talking about in the interview.
Right. Okay, Jamie.
Got her the job.
Jamie, what about you?
Yeah, so we had a guy, he was like a subcontractor that came to our site and had a big tattoo on his elbow of like the V energy drink.
Okay.
Yeah, really like V's. So,
was it their logo or was it of a can or a bottle or something?
No, that was the logo, like the green V logo.
God, that sounds like a stupid bloody radio competition, doesn't it, at some stage?
It does.
Yeah, it works pretty well for him though because every sort of month or so he'd get a new shipment of V sharp at his house, so he was stoked.
What? So they knew about it?
Yeah, they. I think somebody managed to send it in, like a mate of his or something, and they caught on and just started sending him free V.
Wow!
I wonder if Audi would do that.
I mean, he's a walking billboard. And if you say he's a subcontractor, he's getting around a lot, going to a different lot of different building sites.
Yeah, exactly. Like everyone saw it. So
the tradies see it. Subliminally, they want one. They buy one.
He's a walking billboard.
He's a walking billboard.
Amazing.
We stocked up on V, so.
Jamie, thank you.
No worries.
Christy, what did your tattoo get you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
So it's actually my husband, not me.
Okay.
So kind of similar to the other caller, he went for a job interview at a coffee company.
Yeah.
To be a coffee trainer. He's got two tattoos, one on each arm. And his boss is very eclectic and very well known for hiring people based on personality and kind of like things are a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So in his interview, his boss kind of asked about them and he got to talk about them and they had a big good yarn about them. And obviously not the only thing that he got hired for. He kind of had to be able to make coffee as well.
To me, I'm automatically be like, if two baristas are in front of me and one's got flesh tunnel earrings and tattoos and he's wearing an apron, he's got a twisty little moustache and a cheese cutter hat on, and the other guy's dressed just, nicely.
Are you just describing the guy at the coffee shop
it's
over the road?
It's a mix between the three people that work over the road. Immediately, I'm like, I'm going with the guy who looks like he had a big night.
Yeah.
Because it looks like he's relied on coffee to get through. This other guy's probably a gym goer.
What if the guy with the twisty moustache and the flesh teller...
And the tattoos and the vest and the apron.
And then he gets in front of the coffee machine and he's like, what's this thing? Like, what is the nozzle?
You know what I would do? I'd say, shut your eyes, feel the force, because it is strong inside you. I can tell there is a coffee, there is a barista bursting to get out.
All right, thanks, Christy.
I'm a 23-year-old girl. I'm also a truck driver. When I was 20, I got a tattoo on my ankle, which is the logo for Scania. Scania is a...
What is Scania?
It's a truck brand.
You see them
Scania
when you pass them.
Like
So I got a Scania tattoo because it's my favourite sort of truck.
That's so cool.
My previous employer loved it so much. When they renewed the fleet, I got a brand new Scania.
So because they're passionate for the brand and the company.
And would probably appreciate it more than somebody else because she had the tattoo. She got to drive brand new Scania.
So what we're learning is what you want is what you should get tattooed, like the V and the Scania. So you need to get like a Land Rover tattoo.
Oh, yeah, things I want for free.
Yeah.
Like your back just becomes a billboard for brands that you're,
that you're
you want
wishfully
to align
thinking
with.
For.
Flashback Friday.
Time now for Flashback Friday. And I have chosen today, it's no surprise, it's with the clothes, Fall Out Boy. Because we announced just yesterday that they are coming to the country in March. So they're playing the Truss Arena, Waitakere, on the 7th of March. Now, for all the ticket info, you can go to ZM Online. I'm just going to give away a double pass right now, though.
This isn't fair because you're bribing people to, like, give you positive feedback.
For my song?
Yeah. We don't always
take it that way. Sure, you can take it that way.
What for?
I'll make it caller 10 on 0800 dials at him right now for the Fall Out Boy tickets. But my song today for Flashback Friday is Dance Dance. Now, I don't know, was this at the emo party that you hosted in Sandringham when you lived in Sandringham, Vaughan?
This might have been... It would have been a hot number at the emo party. Well, I'm just thinking what year that emo party took
place. Because I've had to untag a lot of those photos from the emo party.
Why? Because people think you actually were an emo. That's the thing. Enough time's passed now, people look back and they were like, goo.
But was he an emo?
Yeah, it was.
But no.
Tongue-in-cheek, wasn't it?
It was. Fall Out Boy, Friday Flashback, Dance Dance, sit in.
She's no good with words, but I'm worse. But they started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like I'm two quarters and a heart down. And I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by.
Dance Dance on ZM. It's my pick for Friday Flashback. Ashley, giving you a couple of tickets to see them live when they're here in March next year.
Thank you so much. It's great.
All right, nice work. And all the details for that show are at ZM Online. 2005, that song.
Right.
Was it that old?
No, 2007.
No, it was recorded in 2004, out 2005. It was number 10.
Okay.
It was like top 10 in a lot of charts around the world, US especially.
Do you want your feedback?
Look, I don't care. I don't care what people think.
Yes, Fletch.
Good, yes. You know, I do
care. Bob all the way.
I do care, yeah.
That's the only nice one.
You love him into a boy, did
I hate to be negative, Fletch, because it is Friday, but it's like you're not even trying.
Do you know what? Sometimes I think that too. He just gives up with Friday Flashback.
He does. He doesn't put love into it.
Rich, coming from you, I always outdo your lame bangers.
Bullsh.
My
absolute
bullsh. My dad just asked if this was the noise a cat's asshole makes.
That's such a dad joke.
That is such a dad joke.
Tits,
why would a cat's bum make that noise?
Has he ever had a cat?
Or seen it? It's butt? I don't know.
I don't think we need to delve into this kind of negativity on a Friday.
No, not on a Friday. Not on a Friday.
Well, if that wasn't to your liking, Friday Jams, we're kicking that off from 9 o'clock this morning.
Sam's Flash, Vaughn and Megan Tinder Nightmare.
I think it's my dream now to see that Tinder Nightmare intro sung and done by an orchestra.
Like a full-blown...
Oh,
like
yes.
A symphony choir. Orchestra.
Choir.
Yeah.
Joining us to share her Tinder Nightmare this morning, maybe as a word of warning, maybe as a why not give it a go yourself. Chelsea, good morning.
Hello.
So how long ago did this Tinder Nightmare take place?
This happened about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, fresh then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty fresh.
Right, so what happened? You matched with somebody?
Okay, yeah. So we matched. We've been talking for a couple of weeks. We'd even had 2 hours on the phone. Felt like I knew him kind of well, which I guess is the trap of Tinder.
Yeah. 2 hours on the phone is a rarity these days, isn't it? Because usually it's just all chat, like typing text, Facebook Messenger.
If you chat for 2 hours, you kind of feel like, oh, God, we've got a connection.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt like I kind of knew who he was. He was a bit quirky, kind of interesting, but I liked that. I thought that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we set up this date. We were going to go for pizza. I guess the first red flag was that I got there and he texted me and said, oh, what are we doing again? And I was like, oh.
Wow. Okay.
I thought you were going to say pizza was the first red flag. And as a man that took many a first date to a wood-fired pizza outlet, I was going to.
Oh, yeah. Do wood-fired, not Domino's.
Not Domino's.
You weren't at Domino's, were you?
No, it was nice of pizza.
Domino's has a time and a place. It's when you're me and you've got kids and you just need it cheap and you need it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but not for romancing.
Okay. No. So you were at this pizza place and then does he turn up?
He does, yep. After like another 20 minutes, he turns up. He says, I'm hungry, let's go get pizza. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm hungry too. Been here for a while. So we go in, we get some pizza. This is where my stupidity begins, is that it was pretty cold, it was kind of windy, the pizza place was crowded, and he was like, oh, we could just go to my place to eat it. And I was like, oh, convenient, sounds good, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I knew that that wasn't the wisest choice and that my mother would be ashamed, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
So we go back to his house, we eat the pizza. Afterwards, we're sitting on the couch next to each other. He lives alone in quite a nice flat, and so my attempt to make conversation is to say, oh, what kind of things do you cook for yourself? And he just says, oh, I don't really eat very much, and then picks up my arm and bites into it as hard as humanly possible. Like, just bites it.
What? No! He just said he doesn't eat very much, and now he's eating you!
Yeah!
I mean, that's
the weirdest thing.
So, now, like, it hurt you?
It hurt!
Did it draw blood?
Not quite.
But could you see the bite marks?
I had a bruise the next day in the shape of his mouth.
Okay, but so what did you do when he was biting you? Were you like...
Well, I thought it would last... Okay, first of all, I was like, this is weird, it'll last a second. He doesn't let go for the longest 5 seconds of my life. Like, 5 seconds is a long time when your arm...
When you're being bitten by
a stranger.
Yes!
Yeah, and I'm sitting there and all I can think is I'm not prepared for this. Like, no one's ever told me what to do in this situation.
No, I think it's much...
The police don't talk about it in seminars. My mum's never mentioned it to me, what to do when a man bites you like this.
I think you have to adapt what information you have been given. Like, immediately when I'm like, a dog bites, you're supposed to stick your thumb up its butt and then it freaks out and releases. So, I mean, I would have been going straight for his butt.
Producer James has never heard that. He just looked at you like...
Yeah, when a dog bites you, you go for the butthole and you get a thumb or whatever digit you can get
out
there.
But it's very hard if it's a long Alsatian to get the...
Yeah,
right around.
You want a shorter dog if you're going to throw
it. It's not
that.
The first thing you're thinking of when it's, like, biting you.
Now, some people aren't, like, each to their own. Some people aren't biting. They might get off
on
it,
but wouldn't it be a nibble war like a...
Yeah, you don't start off by clamping down on someone's arm, do you?
No.
So did that end the date?
Oh, I wish. So I pulled my arm out of his mouth, sat there in shock for a little bit, And then he says, also, do you know what polyamory is? And I was like, good gracious me. Like, all the time to bring it out.
Just after he's betting you.
Chuck that one out there too.
Right, so what? So he has a girlfriend at the stage?
Apparently not. Well, because he said he's not interested in any relationships at the moment.
Right, but could you be interested in one with lots of people?
Yeah.
In the future,
And obviously, I will have to bite you.
I bite them all. I bite them all.
That's initiation.
Chelsea, thank you so much for sharing. That is. Wow.
I'm glad you're alive to tell us the story.
Yeah. And do you know what? This wasn't just a match with someone and we'll go out, you know, that night. This was you put the
established, you talked on the phone for two hours.
That's why this is scary, isn't it? Chelsea, we're going to hook you up with the Tinder Nightmares prize pack. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Awesome. That almost makes it worth it. Thank you so much.
And if you want to register your Tinder Nightmare to win and share with the nation, you can do that at ZM Online.
Thank you.
FEM, the podcast.
Guys, if you're thinking about doing a little bit of a walk this weekend when this weather breaks, because apparently it is going to break this weekend. It might still be cold, but it's not going to be as rainy and stuff.
Oh, that's
good. A few more clear skies.
Yeah, get out there and pop some steps on the old Fitbit because we're amongst the laziest countries in the world. New Zealand.
Is this a surprise to you? We're like one of the most fattest, aren't we? Like
We're 35 out of 46.
That's sad because New Zealand has like beautiful walks and we're in a venture playground and we're just sitting on the couch.
That's how they measured it. They did it on steps daily. They apparently, because I was thinking that's not a fair representation of fitness and activity.
Yeah.
But they said while people do other stuff, like gym and that might not translate to steps.
Yep.
It's always been a fair representation of the country's activity level on a whole.
Right.
So it's not just on steps, but it's a very good representation of activity on a whole. So, yeah, we're 35, which isn't great. The one's worse than us, because that's always what you do when you're on the bad end of a list. You look for people who are doing it worse. United Arab Emirates.
Well, it's too hot to walk anywhere.
That's
the problem.
Greece.
Yep.
You were just there. It was so very hot. Egypt, hot. India, hot.
Yep.
Brazil, they are hot.
Hot and hot.
They're worse than us. Qatar, South Africa, the Philippines, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, and Indonesia walk less than we do. But we're right down the bad end of it. The best countries, China, Japan, Spain, the UK, the US.
A lot of walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do a fair bit more walking. And Russia does a lot of walking.
It's so cold there, though. Stereotypically,
when they tell their kids those stories of when they had to go to school, they had to walk a mile in the snow and bare feet and use cow poo to keep them foot. They're probably not lying.
I'm probably true. Yeah.
The Russians actually probably got something going on.
So how did they do this?
Well, they tracked steps per day of the average person.
Is this Fitbit that actually did this?
I know it wasn't Fitbit. It was they might have used Fitbits, but it was Stanford University that did the
right.
Oh, so it's okay.
They haven't tracked my steps.
They haven't asked you?
No.
Okay.
That's probably good. I probably would have brought the average down.
Because you're not a huge... Well, you can't do a lot of walking because your hips been out of action.
Yeah, but then just before you're like, oh, why don't people get out in our lovely country?
Everyone else, not me.
Yeah, you don't want to come up to stay in the hut with us.
Oh, no, that's...
You don't want to do a hike.
Boring.
Because that's a lot of steps and a lot of up steps and over the trunks
that's
of the trees.
So boring.
And
then you get there and you're like, right... Just sit here.
Do you know how many people are like, I don't want to call myself an influencer, but
here we go.
The amount of people like
Jamie's world over here. On Shan XO.
Hey, yes, I'll take that one.
Carry on.
So I was doing a beauty blend up in the Coromandel Forest. After I went to that hut and
he's doing his beauty blend.
Blend. A makeup, a foundation.
With only natural native
bark
muds.
and punga trees.
It was brilliant. Yeah.
Remu leaves.
Yeah.
But beyond you probably, Megan. But
sure.
The amount of people afterwards that were like, that looked amazing. And I get Snapchats from people who are up there. And I give them a stern telling off to keep it in good, tidy condition.
Because how many? A lot of time into like that five.
Yeah, five different people. That's not too bad though, right? It's a hell of a walk. It's not just a mile trot around a city park.
But you do forget that you live close to all these great little places.
It's so good.
And it is a bit of an effort to get there, but it's so worth it when you do.
And then people like me, I just went a few weeks ago, and I'll be talking about it like for the next 5 years without doing another one.
until the stories really start to get a bit dry, and then I'll be like, well, I need more stories. I'll do it again and then act like, you know, I've done some sort of special thing that nobody else has ever done and saved the world, because that's why...
that's what you do.
That's why anybody does anything these days.
Right.
Get a Snapchat filter where people have to walk to activate it. You'll get walking.
FEM.
Fact of the day. Today's fact of the day, I need to ask a question and I'm worried about the answer. I need to ask Megan a question.
When you're worried about the answer.
I'm worried about the answer.
Okay.
Well, now I'm worried about answering it.
Because I'm worried that I'm going to ask the question expecting what I would think would be the answer, but then you're going to gross us all out by going the other way.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Okay.
Okay.
If you weren't in the mood to engage in good times,
yeah,
what would your excuse be, your go-to excuse?
I'm tired.
Okay, that was right, because I thought I was just going to say, I'm always in the mood. Or something like that.
I know, that's what I thought she was going to say.
Did you just say you're tired? And is that enough?
Yeah. Well, because usually if I'm not in the mood, I'm tired.
Oh, yuck!
It's just general.
But you don't use the old headache. Do you ever use the headache? Is that actually...
No, but I don't even lie. Like, because when you're lying when you say you've got a headache, aren't you, usually?
I don't know. Of a joke that everybody now, I think, steers clear of. I've got a headache.
I've got a headache because it's become... If you did actually have a headache, it would be a terrible thing to have to say. I've actually, like, literally, it's not just...
And I'm also trying to try not to, like, upset. So you're like, I'm genuinely tired. Like, I'm get up early. I'm really just knackered. Sorry.
I've got another question I want to ask, but I know I don't want the answer. Okay, I'm not going to ask
it. And I'll decide if I want to answer.
No.
Now you're like grossing yourself
out. Yeah, I know. I'm keeping it in my head because I don't... Everybody admire me for the martyr I'm being. I'm not letting anybody else live it. Okay, it's gone now.
It's not just you.
It'd be worse if I was imagining Fletch just...
Now I'm imagining Fletch.
To know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I need electroshock therapy.
Do you want us to imagine
squish it down? I'm imagining all of us.
So hairy.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, that was too far. I wouldn't have said that.
Ouch. I didn't specifically call out an insecurity of yours. Anyway, female dragonflies have...
Oh, okay, we're still getting to back to the day.
Yeah. Female dragonflies have what... entomologists believe to be the ultimate way of getting out of sex when they don't want to have it.
Okay.
Constant headaches.
They fake their own deaths.
Do you imagine me? Toby was like, how's about tonight? And Megan's like, on the floor.
So dragonflies have actually been observed flying, because if you've ever seen a dragonfly, they do it, they like hook in and then they can keep going.
So that's actually
fornicating. When they're stuck together.
I thought they just flew into each other and got stuck.
And butterflies and stuff. They dock and then they can't get apart. So they go, you have just adapted to be able to fly. Because if you're stuck together and you can't move, then you're like easy pickings for a sparrow or something.
It's like the International Space Station. When you dock with it, you can't just... Like, you know, you're all locked in. You can't just quickly pull out.
This is my range of International Space Station sound. Detach.
Does it even work like that? Who knows?
So, female dragonflies have been observed when the male begins to attach to begin proceedings. They tuck their wings in and fall and they plummet. And just before they hit the ground, they chuck a wing out just to cushion their fall, and then they lie on the ground pretending to be dead, and the male dragonfly is like, oh, God, not another one. Zoom off, and then the female dragonflies wait till they're out and then go,
It worked again.
Great. I can still make that 3:30 hair appointment.
And off they go. Dragonflies are sick, your bullshit.
This being annoying and constantly wanting it isn't a human male problem.
it's
an everything male problem.
Right, okay.
That's That's really tickled me. Thank you.
Today's fact of the day is to get out of sex, female dragonflies will fake their own death.
Fact of the day. It's going to be a cold weekend. It's probably going to be a little bit nicer, but it is going to be a perfect weekend for a TV binge. And the Emmys have just been announced. And I think, as every year, it's probably a good list. The nomination list is normally a list of shows you should probably watch if you haven't seen.
If you haven't watched them already.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so.
And there are some, like, tough categories.
Yeah.
I would hate to vote on
best
this.
Best actress? Good lord.
Best actress. Best drama series would be a hell of a one, too. Where am I going to? Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, which you've finished now.
Just finished last night. I'd recommend that if you want a good show.
It's amazing. It's haunting. It's haunting and it's terrifying, but it's an amazingly well-done show.
A lot of people studied the book at school. I never did it at school.
No.
Really?
It's
Elizabeth Moss, who was in Mad Men.
Yeah,
she's in Top of the Lake as well.
She's the main character.
She's great in it. Yeah, it's so
good.
What's
her name? Offred.
Yeah.
You'll find out why they're called off. They all start with off Warren and stuff. You'll find out why.
Okay.
House of Cards, Stranger Things, This Is Us. Those are your best dramas.
No, I mean,
best comedy, super strong as well.
I've seen most of those. I wouldn't want to pick a favourite of those.
Best comedy, Atlanta, which is done by Donald Glover.
He wrote it,
started it, directed a few episodes, and he's nominated for all of those different roles in it. That was really, really well done. Master of None, which is Aziz Ansari's Netflix project. Modern Family, Silicon Valley, this is the best list of shows that you should probably watch if you haven't watched already.
Yeah.
And there's some that have received a massive amount of nominations. Westworld, which you haven't watched yet.
I haven't seen.
Well, do you know what? Because everyone's like, got to watch it. And I know I do. But I started watching it and I was like texting and kind of on my phone.
No, yeah,
and it's one of those shows you've got to have full
pay attention.
Yeah.
So you've got to appreciate the landscapes and how beautifully it's shot. Saturday Night Live also got 22 nominations. They've had a really good season because of all the Trump stuff.
Alec Baldwin get one?
Alec Baldwin,
good.
He got nominated for actor and a comedy series for his stuff. Stranger Things got 18 nominations bunch of different stuff.
Season two, you just saw the date for that. Was it the 25th of October, season two of Stranger Things?
25th or 27th of October, yeah.
Your Big Little Lies, your show, that got a whole bunch of nominations as well.
I made it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're the only person that I ever, you really go on
have
about.
Have you seen it, Megan?
No, I started
it's
watching
really
it.
It's really good.
Then, yeah, everything else takes priority. Like, you always get stuck on other shows and you never come back to it.
Yeah, it's a real first world problem, isn't it?
Yeah, having too many entertainment options. Yeah, it's a real problem.
The list of Emmy nominations, if you need some new shows to binge, probably a good place to start. Poppy, what's your story for Last Calls?
So a couple of nights ago, I was cleaning the shower out at home with Jeff and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then I was like, I've just kind of got it all dirty. I might as well have a shower too. So it was all clean. I jumped in and I put like shampoo on my hair and kind of, how you zone out?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, I grabbed some body wash, put that on and I was like, this smells like normal. It's my lemon, like Napoleon stuff. And then I washed my shampoo out and I realized that I've covered myself in Jif.
At least it cleans without harsh scratching.
It does.
I didn't put that in any sensitive areas.
No, it was like on my arms. I was like, it's a little bit grittier than normal. I was like, but it smells delicious. So,
Wow.
And there goes your summer tan.
It's like an exfoliant.
Like scrubbed off, yeah. All right, Poppy. We'll vote in a sec.
I always clean the shower while I'm having a shower.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the right thing to do, eh?
Yeah.
I get naked with my cleaning products.
Well, it depends what you
shower.
But it cleans, because I use Exit Mold, because I just spray it.
Oh, Jesus. No, you shouldn't.
No, I use Exit Mold beforehand, wash it off, and then get in and give it another
shower. No, but don't you get choked up on the Exit Mold fumes? That shit's toxic.
I hotboxed myself once on Exit Mold. It was horrific.
No, not good, man. That's to make you feel very ill.
Yeah, so you got to be so careful. Laura, let's take your story now for Last Calls. What happened?
Hey, guys. So basically, recently, like this week, I found out that I'm pregnant, and I'm very early stages, but found out.
Congratulations!
Okay. Thanks, guys. I'm very excited, and I have a 3-year-old, and my partner and I've been together for about a year and a half, and this is going to be his first child. So comes home from work, and I thought, I'll do the dutiful thing, and I, you know, have a beer ready. He's like, oh, thanks, love. That's, you know, that's really nice of you. And sits down. He's like, oh, how was your day? And I'm like, oh, you know, because he knew I was going to the doctor. I've been sick. And he's like, oh, you know, what did the doctor have to say? I was like, well, this is interesting news, actually. You're going to be a dad. And he had taken a swig of beer as I started talking, of course. Choking, spluttering, beer everywhere, coming out of every orifice, pouring out of his nose, composes himself, and the first thing he manages to come up with was, how did that happen?
Like, okay, look, hon, I don't know how to break this to you, but yeah. When that goes, yeah, and yeah. We do that.
Well, kind of like, okay, when a man loves a woman, yeah.
Not always.
Right. How is he now with the news, now that he's had a bit more time? Is he had a better response?
Oh, two days later, he's stoked. He's very excited, but of course, we can't really tell everyone. So
yeah, no, I mean, you don't want to go on the radio and tell everyone.
No,
obviously,
no, God,
no,
mate,
that would be a bad idea.
That would be a terrible, terrible idea.
All right, let's vote the tribal council for our favourite story now for last calls.
Oh, I'm torn because someone's. Oh, yeah, okay, sweet. You guys have voted and you both voted for the same person.
We don't even need you.
Well, no, I guess you did. Because I don't need a vote. So that by proxy, you don't need to be
secret.
A mathematician to work out that you guys both
votes
voted for the same
person. Secret.
Okay,
I'm
I'll cast a vote.
Surprised that Fleach voted for.
Yeah, me too. I'll cast my vote. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. Oh, wait, what are you doing?
Oh, no, that wasn't that line.
Oh, yeah, but I can't see the lines.
Well, because our phone system's down.
Oh, so wait.
It's voting confusion.
It's equal. So, Vaughn,
yeah,
you've got the deciding vote.
Make the signal.
Charades. Okay, I'll do charades.
So Vaughn's got the deciding vote. That was lucky I checked with you, Megan.
I was like, I'm surprised you voted for that. Hurry up, mate.
Oh!
What's your vote?
Poppy, congratulations. You've been covered in Jif, and it's won you $100 free fuel.
Yeah. Amazing.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
For more, check out ZM online. ZM.